How does he know we're here? Ralph lolled in the water. Sleep enveloped him like the swathing mirages that were rustling with the brilliance of the lagoon. How does he know we're here? Because, thought Ralph, because. The roar from the reef became very distant. They tell him at the airport. Piggy shook his head, put on his flashing glasses, and looked down at Ralph. Not them. Didn't you hear what the pilot said about the atom bomb? They're all dead. Ralph pulled himself out of the water, stood facing Piggy, and considered this unusual problem. Piggy persisted. This is an island, isn't it? I climbed a rock, said Ralph slowly, and I think this is an island. They're all dead, said Piggy, and this is an island. Nobody don't know we're here. Your dad don't know. Nobody don't know. His lips quivered, and the spectacles were dimmed with mist. We may stay here till we die. With that word, the heat seemed to increase till it became a threatening weight, and the lagoon attacked them with a blinding effulgence.
What's going on here? The heat is heavy and the lagoon is attacking them with effulgence? I'm guessing that effulgence means some kind of intense brightness, since it says it was blinding, probably from the sun reflecting off the water. What's interesting is that you can get clues about the way Ralph and Piggy are feeling from the way the narrator describes nature. One minute they're playing around in the water and the lagoon looks beautiful. Then Piggy brings up some pretty dark thoughts. An atom bomb may have killed everyone at the airport back home, so it could be that no one knows where they are. All of a sudden, the heat and the lagoon look dangerous. What do we know about Ralph and Piggy so far? It can be hard to understand what they're saying sometimes because they're English and they're using British slang. But Piggy is definitely a nervous kid. He seems pretty smart, but he's overweight and he's got asthma, and he can't see without his glasses. He's the kind of kid who gets picked on a lot. Then there's Ralph, who's tall, calm, and in good shape. He's a good swimmer. He's the kind of kid whom everybody likes. And it sounds like he has little patience for Piggy. Let's go back to page 14. Most of the way down, where Ralph is saying, get my clothes.
Get my clothes, muttered Ralph, along there. He trotted through the sand, enduring the sun's enmity, crossed the platform and found his scattered clothes. To put on a gray shirt once more was strangely pleasing. Then he climbed the edge of the platform and sat in the green shade on a convenient trunk. Piggy hauled himself up, carrying most of his clothes under his arms. Then he sat carefully on a fallen trunk near the little cliff that fronted the lagoon, and the tangled reflections quivered over him. Presently he spoke. We got to find the others. We got to do something. Ralph said nothing. Here was a coral island. Protected